Certainly want to thank Brother George for his sincere prayer and for you, or you as well, for praying for the speaker this morning. I also would like to take an opportunity to thank you, for Carol and I, for your cards and notes of encouragement over the Christmas season, as well as your prayers and concern for Mother and visits that have taken place and so on. And I ask you to keep remembering her as her situation is day to day, as far as how she progresses, and not quite all sure what to expect with all that. Now, last time I stood up here, I mentioned about the need for Kleenexes, and so I have to thank whoever put those up here. I do appreciate that, and someone took the liberty after that to see me at the door and make sure I got another pack. So I'm well stocked this morning. The title of the message is Foundation for Good Relationships. In a magazine cartoon, there was a thief was wearing one of those Lone Ranger masks. And older people here will be able to relate to that. His gun was pointed toward his frightened victim as he yelled, "Okay, give me all your valuables." In responding to the demand, the victim began stuffing into the sack all his friends. I believe that we can say a person's strength can be measured by the value he or she puts on relationships. When people value people, a bond of strength and security is formed in our relationships. When a friend values a friend, or a brother, or a sister, and when a husband values a wife, when a wife values a husband, when a parent values a child, and when a child values a parent, a bond of strength and security forms that can withstand the onslaught of anything else or anyone else. What are our valuables? If someone should take anything I have, physically or materially speaking, I think I can deal with that. But I can't live without relationships. Those relationships begin with the most important one, my relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The relationship that we can have with God because of the cross of Jesus Christ is priceless. And how many times, even as believers, in the midst of all our failures and our hurts and our tears and our shame, have we seen by faith the old cross and Jesus hanging on that cross, and we go back to it, and as the songwriter says, that's when Calvary came through once again. When I lost all my courage to win. Just when I thought I'd been defeated, the cross was all I needed. That's when Calvary came through once again. How many people can relate to that? I don't want to live life without a relationship with God. Then there are the relationships we have with people. Those are what we really want to focus on most with this message. There are different levels of relationships. Some are closer, as we use that word, or deeper than others. Not all relationships need to be closer, nor should they be. However, the truth is that all of us have within us, designed by God, the desire to know and to be known by someone. At least someone. Why do you think it is we get excited when there's joy and we want to, what do we want to do? Tell somebody. Or when there's hurt and sorrow or jolts in life, what's our tendency is to respond, I need to tell somebody. Because we have a desire to know and be known. We desire a closeness with someone where we can share our joys, our hurts, our weaknesses without the fear of rejection. Because a bond of strength and security has formed, giving us a sense of belonging and worth. In other words, we're accepted by that person. When we experience these kind of relationships, whether with a friend, with a spouse, with a child, or with a parent or another family member, we realize this is what is truly valuable in life. One of the things that means the most to me in life is when someone shares words from their heart, whether spoken or written. When the children were growing up, we encouraged them, at least when they were old enough, to write their own personal messages and cards to their grandparents, to their siblings, to their mother, if it was in case of giving a card to Carol, or even as they gave cards to me. Now every time I receive a card, every time I receive a card from our children, even the married ones, there are personal notes from each one. Relationships that are priceless. Then sometimes I've found notes like this one, and this is just one of many that I've found occasionally or been directed to me. Dad, sorry I didn't get to see you. I forgot you had to work. If I would have known, I would have come home sooner to see you. Thanks for all you do for me. I hope you have a good trip. Be careful. I'll be praying for you. Love you. Those are valuables. Those relationships. And then there's my wife, who in spite of all my failures, my weaknesses, my imperfections, could still write me a note that I found in my work bag. I dug it out from over 5 years ago that said, "Happy anniversary. Thank you for 21 wonderful years. I love you so much and I hope you have a good day." You think that doesn't do something to boost your day? Everything I have materially has a worth, most of it not much, but you could put a dollar or a cent value to it. But you can't put a price tag on these relationships, for they are of value beyond measure. And we haven't even mentioned relationships of friends and in the body of Christ that we share. And some extremely close relationships I have with some brethren. If relationships are what matters, if they're the most important, and they are, then what are we doing to protect our most valuable possessions? Sometimes we go to all extents to protect our earthly possessions. What are we doing to protect our most valuable possessions? What are we doing to build relationships that are strong and healthy, that are bonded together to form a closeness that gives strength and security? Are we burning bridges between us and others, or are we making them stronger? I know there's been a lot of bridge work happening around East Berlin in recent years. I think they took care of each one. Getting in and out of town should be safe, at least across the rivers or the creeks. Maybe we need to do some bridge work in our relationships. You know, sometimes we might see how other people are doing in their relationships or talk about them and we just roll our eyes. How can it be? You know what? We'd better just examine our own. Another problem is that when we do have problems in our own relationships, there is a tendency I may get to those Kleenexes yet. There's a tendency within us to put all the blame on the other party. Well, surely their attitude's not right. Surely they shouldn't have responded the way they did. Or they shouldn't think like that. It certainly couldn't be me. Assuming that I'm not at all at the fault. We need to focus on our own responsibilities and how we are doing and fulfilling them. In a Peanuts cartoon, Lucy says to Snoopy, and you know Snoopy's the dog. I don't know if I need to tell you that or not. I don't know how many people know the Peanuts cartoons. But Lucy says to Snoopy, "There are times when you really bug me. But I must admit there are also times when I feel like giving you a big hug." And Snoopy replies, it's nice in cartoons, even dogs can talk. "That's the way I am, huggable and buggable." And we all know people like that, don't we? You know, there's people that sometimes really bug me, and then there's other times they're, I might give them a hug. But probably, we're all one of those kind of people or persons to someone else. I won't ask for you to raise your hand if you think I'm buggable. But we can make ourselves less buggable in relationships if we work on applying the scriptures that have to do with how we relate to others. And we can't talk about all those scriptures this morning because there are so many of them. And it's interesting to me that Brother Ken would mention one that I had in my notes in Romans 14:19. It says about following after peace with all people and edifying one another. And there are numerous scriptures, be kind one to another and forgiving one another as Christ has forgiven us. Be kindly affectionate one to another and so on. That's just a small sample, and the Proverbs talk much about relationships and how we should talk and not talk and where we should go and not go and so on, and those we should have relationships with. The Ten Commandments tell us a lot about relationships, don't they? But for this message, I'd like to focus on three specific areas, three characteristics that I believe are crucial to building strong foundations for good relationships. Jonathan and David experienced very, very close relationship, friendship, where I believe each of these characteristics were evident. The first necessary characteristic to building a strong foundation to good relationships, it's elementary, but we need to say it because it's the most important: love. Love. Jonathan and David had a strong, deep love in their relationship. It's evident there in the 1 Samuel 18. If you read how his soul was knit to David's. And you'll see it throughout that story. And if you, again, we just had a small portion or a part of that story read to get the idea. But you can take and read the whole story of Jonathan and David and the aftermath. And you see there's love. John 13:35 says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." And Jesus, when the Pharisees were trying to trick him, was asked, "Which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said in Matthew 22, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy mind." And he said, "The second one is like unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And all the laws of the prophets hang on that. Why is that? Because if those two, if we love God with all our heart and we love our neighbor as ourself, guess what? I'm not going to kill him. I'm not going to steal from him. And you can go on down through the list. I'm going to treat them the right way. So the greatest characteristic And the first to building a strong foundation of good relationships is love. It's a love that goes beyond feelings. It's a love of commitment. It will often include our feelings, but it does not depend on them. That's so important. You know, love is not something that we fall into, but it's something we commit to. This kind of love acts in the best interests. Again, Brother Ken was referring to that. This love acts in the best interest of the other person. It's not selfish. It's a love that does not contradict what is right or go against character or integrity in order to satisfy the needs of the other. Catch that one? It's a love that does not contradict what is right or go against character or integrity in order to satisfy the needs of the other person. The basis for this love in our relationships is not whether the other person deserves it or not. This love that is foundational to good relationships, it does not depend on if the other person is worthy of it, but rather it depends on who we are as believers. Because we are to love as God has loved us. How has He loved us? First of all, He chose to love you, and He chose to love me. And it wasn't based on anything we did. It wasn't based on our worth. It wasn't based on that we deserved it. But He chose because of who He is, that He is love. And therefore, when we choose to love someone else, it's not based on whether they deserve it or not, but it's the fact that we are believers in God, and to follow His example of love, we choose to love because we're His children. How arrogant is it of us to think that I'm not going to love you or I'm going to withhold love from you because you simply don't deserve it? The way you treated me, you don't deserve it. I'm not going to love you. How arrogant. When God has not withheld His, and there's not a stitch of me that deserves a single drop of His love. It hasn't stopped Him. Love that is foundational to good relationships is a sacrificial kind. It will cost us something to love the other person. But this love, like God's love, is willing to pay the price. You know, there's part of the problem sometimes. I just don't want to pay the price because it means I'm going to have to give something of myself to love you or someone. The first necessary characteristic to build a foundation for strong relationships is love. I want to tell you something. I've noticed that I need to work on this. How I love you. Second characteristic that's necessary to building strong foundations for good relationships is respect. Jonathan's respect for David is evident in how he treated him, even to the extent of relinquishing his position to David. The robe and the instruments or the weapons that he took off and handed to David were symbolic that he realized that David would take his place as heir to the throne. That was the respect that he had for David. And David showed respect to Jonathan to the extent of how he treated Jonathan's family after Jonathan was killed. How he treated Saul, for that matter, but how he treated Jonathan's family. And how he had Mephibosheth, Yeah, that's close enough. You know who I mean. Sit at his table all the days of his life because he wanted to respect or honor Jonathan. A high school teacher tells of how he approached roles the first day of school. He would ask the students if they thought they needed any roles in their class. Yeah, they agreed. We need some roles. So they would offer suggestions. No talking out of turn. No walking around in class. Well, those are good rules. No fighting. No cheating. No lying. The teacher would write their suggestions on the board. Then he would say, you know, that's a long list of rules. Don't you just hate long list of rules? Let's make it more simple. How would you like if we had only one rule this year? Well, the students were really glad to hear that. Yeah, they were enthusiastic. Only one rule. So the teacher would erase all the rules and say, we'll have only one rule. The rule of respect. If you respect me as a teacher, you won't talk out of turn. If you respect each other, you won't fight. And if you respect yourself, you won't cheat or lie. Respect in relationships means there are right and proper ways to act and think and talk to others. We've heard it said that respect is earned. That's true to an extent. However, there's a certain amount of respect that needs to be given to every life. Why? Because it's created in the image of an almighty God. And there is respect that is required of us because it is right according to the guidelines that God has put in place in His Word. Such as respect for authority. Whether that officer deserves it or not, he's in a place of authority. Respect for parents. Meaning that even though I could get away with it, they would never know it. I don't do something behind their backs that I know they wouldn't want me to. There's no excuse for any person to be talking in a disrespectful way to one's father or mother. No excuse. Fathers, it is our job to make sure that our children are held accountable to show respect to our wife, their mother. And it's our job to teach them the need to respect girls and women. I don't think it's just the old-fashioned way. I think it's God's way. To respect them in words and actions. And it's our responsibility and mothers to see that girls respect God's structure of authority. God, man, woman. And understand that doesn't make them any less. It is right and proper for the young to respect the older. Even when we don't agree. Husbands and wives, respect for one another is so critical and will be very evident in the actions and the words. Because respect doesn't demand and it doesn't treat harshly. And it's careful what is said, when it's said, where it's said. We can't use the excuse he or she needs to earn it. It is right for husbands to respect wives. I know Scripture says husbands or the wives are to reverence or respect their husband, but that doesn't leave the husbands off the hook, because if we love our wives the way God tells us to, it's going to include respect. It's right no matter what we think or whether someone earns it or not, because it simply is God's way for husbands to respect wives and wives to respect husbands. It's right. Respect in relationships means respecting one's time. Proverbs 25:17, withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. In other words, respect his time. Don't overdo your visit, or however you want to apply it. Respecting one's privacy and property. Proverbs 27:14 is an interesting verse. He that blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning. How many of you would like to hear a loud voice in the early in the morning? I don't want to hear anything early in the morning usually. It shall be counted a curse to him, the rest of that verse says. Respecting one's privacy, property. Respect is a necessary, crucial characteristic to a foundation for good relationships. If it's missing, that relationship is going to suffer. There's no way around it. And I believe that we need to work on this one. I need to work on it. Third necessary characteristic. We have love and respect. The third and final necessary characteristic is honesty. Again, honesty with each other was very evident in Jonathan and David's friendship. They were that truthful with each other that David trusted his life in Jonathan's hands. And Jonathan's trust in David and his love and the truth that he shared, he was truthful to David. He told him exactly what his father had done. He didn't try to sugarcoat it. We can't expect to have good relationships if honesty is not part of the foundation. Did you ever try to counsel somebody or a couple where there was one story, there was another story, they were completely opposite, and you knew somebody wasn't being truthful? It is next thing to impossible. Ephesians 4:25, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are all members one of another. It doesn't mean that everybody needs to know everything, but it does mean we don't hide or keep back information from those who should know it. Being honest means being humble enough to be real. To be truthful about ourselves instead of pretending to be someone we're not. That's a whole other area. I confess there have been times I've said the right words, prayed the right words, acted the right actions when my heart wasn't there. Being honest enough or humble enough to be real. Our words and our actions need to be true. No relationship, no marriage relationship will be as close as it should be if the truth is not a foundational characteristic. It just can't be. No friendship will not be as close if the truth is not a foundational characteristic. If we're just wearing masks, pretending to be someone we're not, even in friendships, that's all we are. That's as far as a friendship's going to go. two people trying to be somebody they're not. But you never get to the real inward person. Love, respect, and honesty are necessary to build a strong foundation for good relationships. I can't avoid them if I want good relationships. And you know what? There's an interesting thing. If you have love, respect, and honesty, you'll have something else that we value in relationships. What do you think it is? Trust. Trust. If there's love and there's respect and there's honesty, it leads to trust in a relationship. Max Lucado writes this, and I'm going to finish. A relationship, the delicate fusion of two human beings, the intricate weaving of two lives, two sets of moods, mentalities, and temperaments, two intermingling hearts, both seeking solace and security. A relationship. It has more power than any nuclear bomb, and more potential than any promising seed. Nothing will drive a man to greater courage than a relationship. And that's true. That is so true. Nothing will spawn greater devotion than a relationship. End quote. What are most valuable to you and me? And what are we doing with them?